This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison, and good morning again. Vice President Dick Cheney told U.S. troops in Iraq today that only freedom in the Middle East can put an end to terrorist violence. Cheney spent the night with his wife and daughter at an Air Force base northwest of Baghdad. This morning, he urged troops to keep up the fight, telling them, quote, "We're helping them fight back because it's the right thing to do and because it's important to our own long-term security." Vice President Cheney is on a 10-day swing through the Middle East. The Federal Reserve is expected to announce another cut in interest rates later today. Analysts remain divided on how far the Fed will go. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports.
The question on Wall Street isn't if the Fed will cut the federal funds rate, it's by how much. Some analysts are expecting the Fed to announce a half-point cut in the rate banks charge each other for overnight loans. Others are predicting a more aggressive cut of a full percentage point to help calm nervous investors. Ken Mayland is the chief economist at Clearview Economics.
We're still really on the borderline of a recession, and things can go either way.
The Fed has been lowering interest rates since last September amid mounting evidence of a weakening U.S. economy, the latest being the Fed stepping in to help J.P. Morgan Chase purchase Bear Stearns.
That was NPR's Dave Mattingly. Florida Democrats have given up on plans for a new mail-in primary or any kind of primary. State party leaders have been looking for a way to get their 210 delegates seated at the presidential convention this summer. Now they say that neither the party nor the state can organize a vote in time. The National Democratic Party stripped Florida and Michigan of delegates as punishment for holding primaries too early. Hillary Clinton won in both states, but Barack Obama didn't appear on the Michigan ballot and says he didn't campaign in Florida. Lawmakers in Michigan are considering a privately funded, state-run do-over on June 3rd. A two-mile stretch of heavily traveled Interstate 95 has been shut down in Pennsylvania. Windsor Johnston of member station WRTI reports.
A major crack in a concrete support pillar has forced the closure of a two-mile stretch of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania Department of Transportation spokesperson Gene Blum says the crack is 4 feet long.
This particular column was one area that was scheduled for repair, but it rapidly deteriorated over the past 5 months to the point where we feel this emergency action needs to be taken, and we're going to move again as quickly as possible to get the highway reopened.
That part of the interstate carries an estimated 190,000 cars daily. Repairs are expected to be completed in several days. Until then, drivers will be forced to find alternative routes.
Windsor Johnson of member station WRTI reporting. And that's the news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.